And he has an extension, something like an extension you're speaking about.
Are you talking about the siphon?
No, well, I'm just a siphon, if you siphon something
else. Oh, yeah, yeah, it does have an extension. Yeah.
But you know, something.
It has a wide mouth and it tapers down, you know, so that stuff can spill out. That's just a hood.
Oh, see, you call that a...
Funnel.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
They come in like this.
What about if you were driving some horses? If you were driving horses on a buggy, what would you call that thing that you crack over their ears to get
whip.
A whip? Okay. And if you went down to the grocery store and bought some fruit, the grocer would probably put that fruit in a what so you could take it home?
A bag.
A bag. Mm-hmm. Bags usually made out of what?
Paper.
Mm-hmm. And what about if, let's say about 50 pounds of flour, it would come in a what?
50 pounds? Mm-hmm. Tell me the...
What is it packaged in? You need, to say you buy a what of flour?
20-pound bag of flour.
Bag of flour. Do people ever call that a sack?
Sack, yeah, you can have a sack.
Same thing?
Mm-hmm. The same thing.
Mm-hmm. Or what about, let's say something that, that's rough, the material feel rough and heavy and coarse, and you know, things like, I guess, feed and maybe fertilizer, stuff like that are packaged in this type of material. What kind of bag would you call that? Not a paper bag, but a...
That is bag and what now?
Yeah, the material looks like it's made out of some kind of cloth, and the cloth is brown and rough and coarse.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard of croker sack?
Croker sack, yeah. Croker sack. Yeah.
Have you ever heard people call that anything besides croker sack?
No, that's about all I've heard, you know, croker sack, something like that.
Okay. What about, have you ever heard people talk about the amount of corn maybe they could take it to the mill at one time? In other words, not a full load of corn, or maybe just all of the firewood that they could carry in their arms at one time?
And that was the question.
Yeah, what do you call, let's say, not a full load of corn or not a full load of wood? That's just a what of wood?
Arm of wood.
Just an arm load?
Arm load. Mm-hmm. Oh, have you ever,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people talk about a turn of wood? Or
turn.
A turn?
Mm-hmm. Turn. Mm-hmm. Turn.
Is that what I was describing?
Right.
Is that right?
That's correct.
Not a full load?
That's right. That's good.
Okay. What about if the light in that lamp burns out, you'll need to replace the what?
The bulb.
Okay, the light bulb.
Light bulb.
Okay. We were talking about barrel a minute ago. What do you call those things that run around the barrel to keep the staves in place?
Something like a wheelbarrow?
No, a wooden barrel.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call those round things that keep the staves in place? You know, if they weren't there, they'd just fall out.
You call it
would that be called the hoops or?
To make a hoop or something like that. A thin piece of wood that go around and keep the place.
Okay. What about if you filled up a bottle with some liquid? What would you put in the mouth of the bottle to keep the liquid from spilling out?
You put a cork top.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you ever seen these things? They're musical instruments. People playing with their mouths. They move them back and forth like that. Blow into them.
Harp.
Mm-hmm. Call those harps.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard people call that anything else?
Yes.
Other than harp.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's another name for it. I just can't you know, bring it up right now.
Is you thinking about harmonica?
A harmonica, right? A harmonica, a harp. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever played one of those?
Matter of fact, yesterday I tried to play one. What a fella came to this tour.
Is that right?
Yeah, playing one. That's another band I call the harp, just like that. But I can't play one, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, see.